Kali Yuga, we cannot remember very well.
Up to 32. Any question? Any question? Any ground question? Do pranam first. In the beginning
of his chapter,
to whom we should ask before beginning, to whom we should do pranam.
Guru,
Guru,
previous Acharya, Radha, Krishna, and Gopi.
You are Guru? In whole?
Parampara, who has specially explained the
Yam Prabhajan Tamanupe Tamape Takrishyam Dvaipayana Virahaka Sarayajuhava Putreti Tanmetaya Sarovo Bhimudu Sang Sarovo Bhutaridayam Munyamu Sashti. Sut Goswami has done this to his Gurudev, and we to our Gurudev. Our Gurudev is also Sarva Bhuta Hridayam Minima Anusasti. He is also so Udar, merciful, like Sridev Goswami. Two situations. So we should Yam Prabhajan Tamanupe. You know this is so. You know? Nishimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Sutta Goswami is doing prayer to his Holy Master, Srila Rupa Sridev Goswami. Yang prabhajan tamante tamate takrityam. I have no any sanskar. I took birth and at once I went out, and my father at that time, ha putra was calling. I could not answer, but please answer. Ha putra, why? Go there. Yes, you can. And he told that, who is son, who is father? At last, he went away. And again, anyhow, he was called again. And he told whole Srimad Bhagavat by the request of Sukadeva Goswami. So he is Antarjami. Antarjami means he
is like the superstore in the heart.
Everyone. Why? Because he knows the heart of Krishna. And Krishna is everywhere. So he knows everyone. Why he is praying so? That he has told Srimad Bhagavat in the Parikshit Maharaj, the Sabha, Sabha means meeting of Parikshit Maharaj. And it is not a very, kya ho gaya? Kaun Jamuna? Kaun Jamuna? So he is thinking that this topic is so much high, so grave, so deep, so rasastha, that anywhere in any epic up till now has not been described. So, his name is Sukadeva Goswami, pleasing that what you have told to Parikshit, I want to hear again, and I want to have idea, anyway, but realized mood, I want to hear. Not only to know, there is much difference between knowing and realizing. And it can be realized only by the realized soul. Only a jnani person cannot make any person realize. So you are realized soul about this ras tattva, which has not been explained anywhere else other than Srimad Bhagavatam. I have agreed to know and to realize all these things. So you can only do, because you are only authorized for doing so, qualified to do so. Another person is not authorized or qualified to do. So by praying this, we should begin our this 33 slok. इत्थं सुख उवाच इत्थं भगवतो गुप्तः सुप्त्वा वाचः सुपेशल यहो विरहजवान् विरहजं तापं तं तदं उपस्थिता सुचः Here, Rasa Lila, from beginning, up to last end is the lila of Mahabhava, not less than Mahabhava. Because Anurag cannot reach here. Anurag means here Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and Sakha. They cannot also reach here. So it begins from Mahabhava and goes up to last thing. Have you any conception of Mahabhava? Anything? A little? You can. Not conception, any idea, any gyan, knowledge.
I know the only ones who have Mahabhava are the gopis and Chaitanya, Srimati Radharam.
Then, in this world, only sadhana bhakti can be done. And after that, to some extent, sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti. But the matured state of bhava is not sambhav,
possible
in this physical body, this material body. Even bhava cannot, full bhava cannot be in this. Only some extent. What is called sadhana bhakti? All sadhans are not called sadhana bhakti. It has a special definition. When sadhana is done to udayakarana,
awaken
bhava, then it is called sadhana bhakti. If you have any sadhana to preach only, it is not sadhana bhakti. No? Because it is not for gaining bhava. No? It can make a platform, but it should not be called sadhana. To erect a temple, to do sankirtan or chant, to hear, it will not be called sadhana bhakti. If it is not for awakening bhava, if you are doing kirtan here, so that so many gatherings should come here, and they should praise my all these things, I am doing Janmashtami with a very vast scale. There are so many things to see. What is called?
Exhibition.
And so prasad distribution, lakh persons and devotees are coming and seeing, going and seeing this, we are now satisfied and we have fulfilled, we are fulfilled. Saphalta?
Successful.
We are successful. Is it he called our kirtan and saman and then anusthan for bhava bhakti? Understand? If here there are low classes of adhikari, not good qualified, I should not tell this fact. So I don't want that unqualified persons should hear. They will not take in mind this thing. So, Shravana Kirtana Smaran is also not called Sadhan Bhakti. If it is not doing for, we are doing for achieving or having bhav. Actually, when we think deep, we think that what Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, that so deep function, what is that term, you know?
Bahu-arambha.
There is a word. Should not be done. Praise is coming, wealth is coming, so all persons are coming, everything is coming, and bhav goes deep. Anywhere else, so our sadhana should be like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and like Billa Mangal, actually. Only to attain bhav, rati. If you are chanting, doing harina, remembering Krishna, it will not be unfruitful. It will certainly be a some fruit. And we see and we realize it, so much wealth coming, so much wealth, so much reputation, so much disciples, so much everything is coming. So it is not bhav, it is sadhana. It will not fruit bhav. When you especially care for obtaining that kind of bhav in one way, one mukhi, okay.
Single-minded,
yes,
fixed in one point,
Ekanista. Only for bhav, not for other things. Then we can obtain bhav or may not. If Krishna and his but associations okay. are so much, so much,
please,
then it is. Doing so hard, sadhan bhajan, yet it is sudurlabha. Bhakti is sudurlabha, bhav bhakti is sudurlabha. Sadhan bhakti is not sudurlabha, but bhav bhakti is sudurlabha. So it should be one pointed that bhav, seeing bhav and going in this state in nose, then bhav bhakti is. If there are so many things, easily this bhakti, Shravana Kirtana Smaran, can give, easily it can give Vaikunth bhakti and everything. But bhav cannot give. Bhav bhakti will not come. Then, by chance, by our fortune, good fortune, by the associations of Krishna and by Krishna, if bhav is attained, then bhav bhakti will at that time it will call when it it refers to prema bhakti. Otherwise it is not bhav bhakti. If you refer to braj bhakti, prema bhakti means braj bhakti. You are not referring.
and your bhav has come and your rati has come, but it can go to Vaikunth, it can go to lower than four muktis, you know, sarupa shalok, it can go. If you have not one point to go to prema bhakti and braja bhakti, you can direct your bhav that to Mathura also, to Dwarka also, to Ayodhya also, anywhere else. So our bhav bhakti should be one pointed. And sadhine bhavive jaha siddhite paive taha. What you will think at the time of sadhana, you will have that thing in sadhya. No? So we should have made our bhav so that, because this is abhas of prema bhakti, bhav, rati, the rays of
sun,
prem rupi sun. So in five rasas, and especially in Sringar or Madhur Ras, there are so many branches, lakhs and lakhs branches. Where do you go? What branch you will have to add? So somehow you will have to decide it. These are things, points by which we can have realization. I'm not telling of jnana. By reading books here and there, and we can do jnana, but not a realization. At the time of bhav, you'll have to know by any Vaishnava how to make our bhakti mixed with bhav, vibhav, saptic devichari also. So what we will think in bhav, we can achieve in the same thing. Only the stage unripe and ripe. So everything should be cleared here. When it is cleared, then comes prem. Prem is immortal. But what we see in this world, or everything is mortal. This is this upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna and Gopi between them, and loving affairs to each other. When we will think anything of prem, we will think of only mortal prem. Krishna took the hand of Gopi. What do you think? Not above mortal. Only that idea will come, that how a young person takes the hands of a young lady, and what moves are coming, we can see only. Not more than that. But if actually bhava visuddha sat has come in our heart, a little part, then these things will not come. So everything is above prem here. The sara of prem, essence, essence of prem is sneha. Essence of sneha is man or prana. After that, sneha, man, prana, rag, then anurag, then bhav and mahabhav. The sarup of Srimati Radhika is of mahabhav, and the sarup of all gopis are mahabhav. Nothing material, no space there from where these mortal things can reach there. Understand? So it is beyond all these things. Here, rag means, at first we should take prem. What is prem? In definition we see that when Shuddha Sattva, the Shuddha Sattva, comes in fully, Sandra, Sandratma. Sandratma nane?
This.
Condensed
sweet prem. This is the sarup of prem. At that time, mamata towards Krishna becomes so much sweet. And the bhav, mood of mamata, mixing something, makes so much dilute heart.
Melting.
Kya iti ta? Primary definition ta? Samyak masranito svanta. Mamata atishyankita bhava sandratma eva
buddhai
prema nigatya. If there is a prem but not heart melting, these are coming. What? Like kadamba.
Hairs are standing on.
Everything is coming out, hasta saptik vikar, but heart is not melted. Then if you think that it is rasa dushta, actually no bhav, no prem. Rasa bhav or rasa dushta. Heart should be melted by what thing? Mamata. Mamata is secondly thing. It is tatastha lakshan. Understand? Tatastha lakshan. And sarup lakshan is sandratma. Sandratma means prem has come up to the stage of sneha. Loving to Krishna. This love, affection is your sandratma. And mamata comes automatically. Then when it develops, this body cannot tolerate. Then goes to man, sneha, man, pranay, raj. When our chitta vritti, our chitta vritti means kya?
Consciousness.
It's quite colored in red. Anurag. That is called rag. When a cotton, fresh cotton, is given in very deep red color, And if everything, every part, its atoms are also
colored red.
Colored. Then it is called Raj. And when once colored, and again, minute by minute, it is new color of coming. Then it is called, and to the extreme of this anurag, it is called bhav. When anurag goes away in such a state that it is called svayam sambeddha dasa and comes up to javad asya vritti, then this anuraga is called mahabhava. All the gopis are of same mahabhava. What is svayam sambeddha dasa? If anyone knows himself only, no other knows, it is called svasambiddya. If any fact only you know, other don't know, sva means yourself, vidya means to know. Here we are not telling to us, but we are telling about anurag. When anurag extend himself up to the last point of anurag, and anuragi only can know anurag. Only anurag knows that. That is called svasambiddha. Some more clarification is needed. This Jiva Goswami is telling that this anurag is only in gopi heart, because gopi's heart and their body, everything has been made by this thing, like a clay pot is made of clay. So everything is clay. So gopis, all gopis, bodies, mind, soul, eyes, heart, everything is made of anurag. And anurag is fully in gopis. So gopis can know this. What gopis knows, that is called anurag. No other kind. No kinds of kinds of Dwarka or Mathura or anyone, or Ajodhya kinds of no one kind. Because anurag is not there. So fair anurag is, by that anurag we can know Krishna. How beautiful he is, how he is sweet, how his bansi is sweet, what his bansi tells, how he attracts whole world and to her, how his pastimes are sweet, so sweet. There are four kinds of special things in Krishna. क्या रूप माधुरी, गुण माधुरी, लीला माधुरी, बेंग माधुरी. एंड गोपी ओनली टेस्ट देम इन एक्सटेंट, नो बाउंड. बाउंड मीन
नो लिमिट.
इफ द्वारकावासिनी, they will hear the sweet voice of Bansi, but they will not be so much attracted as gopis are attracted. It is so sweet, but it comes here, the sweet voice of Bansi, he will be attracted or not? Why? Because he has no anurag. What anurag? He has not even sabdha. So a person who has no sabdha, no bhav, no rati, no prem, no sneh, if a man has some sneh, it can hear something. So they will admire the prince of Dwarka, but they will not play in ras. They will feel shame. How to play? Oh, all are seeing. How to be naked? How to leave all others? Our children have grown so up. They are bound for their Gurujan. But gopis have so much anurag that by hearing or seeing any of four, they become mad, and at that time they have no anything to think. Whether it is justice or injustice, nyaya or anyaya, or what is bad or wrong, they have nothing to do. Anurag is so. So to whom this anurag is found, only they can know this, how Krishna is so perfect. So it is called anurag. So samvedya dasa. Now this Sunat Chakravarti Thakur tells in different in philosophical terms so that we under all these things, qualifications, we can have some idea. He comes so lower down and tells, define these things. He is telling that without anurag anyone cannot realize Krishna beauty, Krishna madhurya. If anyone has anurag, they can realize it. And the matter is this, that if it depends on the degree of anurag to realize the madhuris of Krishna. If the degree is low, his relation will be low. If the degree of anurag is
high,
then there realization will be high. If it is Purna, relation is Purna. If it is Purnatar, relation will be Purnatar. And if realize is
Purnatam,
their realization also should be
Purna.
It depends on anurag. To know this, we should think also there are some points. Anything penetrating? I will ask about this. And if you will not answer, I will tell go out of room. Any of ladies also. Tomorrow I will ask. We should know it, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling. One hour, we will say, 45 minutes. Say, 45. Look at the room. Only I will tell 45 because I am not rich. I want to finish this. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, only to know and to realize Krishna is so merciful, is so madhur, his words are so sweet, he is so beautiful, and his bansi is so sweet, his guna qualities are so sweet. Without anurag we cannot know, we cannot realize. This anurag manifests in three ways. तीन प्रकार से प्रकाशित होता है. फर्स्ट एज ए करण, कर्ता कर्म करण. कर्ता माने सब्जेक्ट, कर्म माने ऑब्जेक्ट, एंड करण मैन बाय मीन्स. आई कर्ता, मैंगो कर्म, आई एम eating mango, eating is kriya, verb, and I am eating mango by the help of knife, cutting and taking. This is karan. Karan means karta, karma, karan. This is what? Means.
Cause.
No? Three things actually are needed to realization of that Krishna Madhuri. If there is anurag, by anurag we can test Krishna all Madhuri. If there is no anurag, then it cannot test. Here is karan. Cause. Understand? If anurag, there is not anurag, we cannot realize anything of Krishna. So, anurag here is cause of realization. And it depends on sambit. No? At first, sambit comes in the shape of jnana, knowledge. And that knowledge, with rasik Vaishnava, turns into rasa. And then it is called bhava, mood. And it descends from prem to mahabhav, madan moda. He is my son. This is only knowledge. No? But by seeing the son, there is son. Mother is here. And milk comes out from her breast. Why it came?
Because of affection.
Now that knowledge that he is my son has turned into ras, mamata, sneha. So living so much distance, 100 and 1,000 miles it may be, but here milk comes, or tears are coming, only to remember by this thing, not by touching and seeing only. Anyhow, when it touches in heart, so jnana lives here, knowledge, and prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav lives here. So it melts the heart. So anurag comes from knowledge, and again by the rasik association of rasik Vaishnava, it turns into bhav, and then comes up to anurag, and that anurag can realize all this. otherwise known. So it is cause or cause. So this all can be there. If some development goes, then it comes karma. Karma means object. She tells that to realize Krishna beauty, he is seeing this thing,
eyebrow.
And she is seeing that Krishna is seeing towards corner of eye. And this bhangi, bhangi means? This same mood is fixed to heart, from eyes and eyes, and it comes in the heart. Then we realize something. What Krishna wants?